Your attention, please.
This is
Like a Virgin.
Capture that essence of feeling in a song.
Like a Virgin.
And the point is to collaborate.
I think we're going to reveal
an original undercover will be played
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
This morning in for Triple J's Like a Virgin, Charlie XCX, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you've brought in a few bandmates as well.
Yes, yeah. Everyone's here.
What have we got going on here in the studio?
I guess we're just kind of like doing a stripped down version for you with SPDX and all these other cool situations.
All the bips and bobs. Yes. Now, I don't want to get things off on a bad start here, but I have to tell you something. Because when you were in here getting set up during the song there, Liam did sneak out there and eat one of your croissants that I know you brought in.
Wow.
So I thought I'd put that out there and I'd let you respond.
Wow, yeah, there's beef now, dude.
I mean, I thought that was a secret.
Don't eat my croissants, you know. It's cool, it's all good.
I just saw a whole stack and thought, they're not going to be eating all of those.
Go for it.
I thought I would have got away with it as well. But, obviously, friendship's gone.
Well, if you brought two in, I wouldn't have dobbed you in.
Okay. Well, look, I'll replace those very shortly. But you've been in the country hanging out with Sia, Mo, Amy Shark, doing that tour. Have you actually been hanging out with them as well? I know you're good friends with Mo.
Yeah. And I met Amy and she's super cool. We watched her show and me and Mo have definitely been partying a little bit, which has been really fun. So yeah, it's been a really cool tour and just like feels awesome to be on the road with so many girls, you know.
Absolutely.
It just feels like a very cool thing that C has put together.
And Amy Shark had a big week as well that week. Not only did she perform in Melbourne and Sydney, but also bags two ARIA awards and performed at those big awards as well. Did you get to meet Sia at all? I know she's very...
I haven't met her whilst been on the road, but we met in a studio in LA like a long time ago, very briefly. And
okay.
She's, I mean, we probably said all of maybe like 7 words to each other, but like she, I mean, I'm a fan, you know, she's so great. And I've really enjoyed watching the show whilst we've been out here.
Maybe those 7 words were enough to get you across the line. Maybe when she had to think of supporting act, she was like, is that Charlie XCX? Yeah. She's good. Mm-hmm. I like her vibe. I was into her.
We went along to the show as well over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I was a little bit worried when you were standing up on the table. I was a bit worried that it was going to collapse.
Yeah.
Just because you were doing a lot of movement and I was a bit concerned for your safety. Has that ever happened on stage?
The table hasn't collapsed, but I mean, there's been falls and stuff before, but I just kind of embrace it.
Yeah.
You know?
So any performance stopping falls or it's always you just shake it off?
I've never had to stop a performance. I remember one time I was opening for Paramore in the UK and I just kind of like ran on the stage and then sort of just kept going and like ran off the front of it. That was the worst one, but it was kind of fine. Worked it out.
There was a dancer actually in Sia's show who definitely fell over, but for me I was just like, because they recovered so quickly. I was like, is this like representing like falling and picking yourself up again?
Right.
I kind of think the song's a little bit about that as well. It's crazy as well seeing your fans of all different ages. It's nuts. I remember I was actually going to get a hot dog, as you do at shows. Why not? That's what you do at stadium shows. But there was this little girl lining up at the toilets with her mum, and she kind of just cleared the floor. She was like, mummy, look, I don't want to go to school. I just want to break the rules. And just started singing, busting out the song. And she got a little bit of a round of applause after as well.
Wow,
she would have been like 6, I reckon. She knew all the words.
That's very cool.
Do you meet a lot of young fans as well?
Yeah. I try and meet as many people as possible whilst I'm on the road. Yeah, I mean, it's always really cool when kids are like super young and into the music, and you know, it's just really nice.
Yeah, it's just the same about discotheques. You don't know what discotheque is. You're 6.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be getting wrecked.
Yeah, she's a young raver. It's all good.
Charlie XCX in this morning for Like a Virgin. We've got a cover to get to up after the news, but right now we're going to get ourselves an original. What original song are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to do Boys.
Boys, beautiful. Yeah. I think the last time we actually spoke to you on the phone was when Boys just dropped. Obviously, done some big things. The video has as well. Since then, did you say a bit of a stripped back Boys before?
Or? Yeah, it's a little, well, I mean, it's half stripped back, let's
half
say.
Stripped back.
Yeah.
half. All right, either way, this morning, Charlie XCX in for Like a Virgin doing her original Boys. Whenever you're ready.
Cool.
Over to you.
I was busy thinking about boys. I was busy dreaming about boys. I had to touch the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys, boys, boys. I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. Head is spinning, thinking about in every city I go on with different ringtones. Flying from LA all the way to Puerto Rico. My girls are calling me, asking me where I'm at. Didn't hit it back, no, no. I'm sorry that I missed your party. I wish I had a better excuse. I can't even lie, you got me. But I was busy thinking about boys.
This morning for Triple J's Like a Version. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Your vocals. I like as well there how you just before you did that, you threw the jacket off.
Yeah.
Very majestic.
Yeah, outfit change.
Yeah. And now it's coming back on. Is it that cold? Do we need to turn the
no, no, it's great. I'm good. It's a fashion
thing. It's a fashion thing. Yeah. Your vocals were like exactly the same as the original, like the version we play. That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I use auto-tune now when I sing because my pitch is just so bad from being in the studio and trying to be Kanye all the time. So I just use it all the time. And it's like a fun effect for me so to play with.
Is that what that computer is?
Yes.
In there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's auto-tune live, yeah.
Okay. And are you going to be using it more in the cover? Or?
Yeah, I like really like amp it up in the cover. Okay. Like full Kanye vibes.
All right. Well, jeez, yeah. I don't know. It could be Kanye. We do normally get a clue of what you're going to cover. Do you have a bit of a clue?
Yeah, so the band I'm going to cover are a UK band fronted by a badass female.
Okay.
All right.
I think I've got a bit of an inkling.
0439 757555 is a number you can text through what you think Charlie XCX is going to be covering up after the news on Triple J.
Triple J. Your attention, please.
This is
Like a Virgin.
Capture that essence of feeling in a song.
Like a Virgin.
And the point is to collaborate.
I'm not deep in score.
Oh, won't you breathe? Oh, won't you close?
I think we're going to reveal
an original. Undercover will be played.
Like a Virgin.
On Triple J.
In this morning for Triple J's Like a Virgin on your Friday morning, Charlie XCX just absolutely smashed out her original Boys. There is still a cover to get to. And just briefly mentioning the clue again, it was a UK band fronted by a badass woman. That's it, yeah?
Yes.
Awesome. Look, there is still a lot of guesses coming through. You ran us through the setup briefly before and you said you were using auto-tune, which I didn't really notice much in the original, but hopefully you said you were going to amp it up a lot in the cover.
Yes.
Can you give us like a little demo of the auto-tune?
Yeah. Is this on?
Yeah.
So you can hear how it like catches the note. Like, you know what I mean? Do you want to have a go?
I used the
okay, Liam.
The T-Paint app.
You're going to sound... Yeah, I mean, it's T-Paint. You're going to sound amazing.
All right, Liam is right. Getting go himself the okay. auto-tune mic here. What are you going to do?
Wow. Oh, shit. This actually sounds... Do you want to go, Ben?
Yeah, give me a go.
I mean, this is just entertaining ourselves, to be honest.
Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam on your Friday morning. Charlie XCX in for Like a Virgin. They want me to sing. I don't
know. It only sounds good when you sing.
Yeah.
We're playing around with this too much. You've got to get that back.
Thank you.
So about to get the cover. What are you going to be using this amped up auto-tune for?
I'm going to cover Wolf Alice, Delete the Kisses.
Wolf Alice, Delete the Kisses?
Yes.
See, that song's popped up a lot. We were speaking to Lorde about her favourite track of the year only just recently, and that was hers. Really,
yeah.
Really did it for her.
I think it's such a beautiful song. I don't know. I think it feels really kind of emotional and epic, you know? So when I heard it, I was immediately like, oh, wow, this is my favourite song from them. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to do it.
Are you friends with them as well? Because you're from similar part of the world?
We're not, like, not in a, like, bad way. We've never really crossed paths that much, like, maybe a couple of times. And they're all super nice. But they actually asked me to do a remix for this song. So that's kind of why this all sort of happened.
Okay, so is this going to be something, I mean, maybe we should just wait and see, is it going to be something of a remix?
Well, it's just like very different, so yeah, just very different. There's like a new verse. It's kind of like more like an original than a cover, so yeah. Sorry, I kind of broke the rules a little bit on this yeah. one, but yeah.
That's fine, that's what we like to see. Also, I just want to mention as well, I can see your phone. Are you going to text some friends, tell them to tune in?
No, or? You know what, this is just like a weird like OCD thing of mine, mm-hmm. like where I just have to kind of like hold something sometimes when I sing, because I feel like I'm very much like in a studio right now, like with the auto tune. And, and also the song has so many words.
Yep.
So I just, and I have bad eyesight, so I gotta.
Fair enough.
That's, you've given us a three-pronged reason why that phone is necessary this morning. Well, without further ado, this morning, Charlie XCX on Triple J for Like a Version, covering Wolf Alice, Don't Delete the Kisses. Over to you.
To get to know you, I'd like to take you out. We go to the Hail Mary and afterwards make out and stand typing you a message that no one ever sent. Rewriting all these excuses, delete the kiss at the end. When I see you, the whole world reduces to just that room. And I remember, and I'm shy, the gossip's eye will look too soon. And I'm trapped in overthinking and probably self-doubt. You tell me get over it and to take you out, but I can't, I'm too scared. And now I really have to go. The doors are closing and you are waving, I'll never let it show. And you're waiting, I want mine, I'm better on my own. I work better on my own, yeah, I work better on my own. What if it's not meant for me? What if it's not meant for me? What if it's not meant for me? Yeah.
Charlie XCX smashing out Like a Virgin this morning on Triple J with Wolf Alice, Don't Delete the Kisses. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Sorry, wrong mic.
It's all right. There's a lot of mics in front of you.
I wouldn't be mad if you wanted to do the rest of the interview in auto-tune.
Okay.
But yeah, I get what you mean. It was a complete reworked. And did you write that new verse yourself?
Yes. Yeah. I just wanted to add one at the end, so yeah.
Just thought it deserved it.
Throw it in there, yeah.
And speaking of new music as well, I'm sure you're always doing plenty of writing. Can we expect any new music soon?
Yeah, I'm actually going to drop a mixtape really soon.
Is that the one as well that went up on your Twitter with, like, there was all those names?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. That was a big list?
Yeah, big list.
Very impressive.
Name of tracks or artists?
Artists on the tracks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What were some of the names? I didn't see that one.
Tovlo.
The list was massive. It was like
Alma, Pablo Vittar, Jay Park, Carly Rae Jepsen, Cupcake, lots of people.
Look, the list is going on and
yeah.
on. Well, look, thank you so much for spending so much time with us this morning.
Of course.
For Like a Virgin, and we'll catch you around soon.
Thank you so much.
Triple, 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 triple.
Ow! Triple J.